With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Enrollment for the USDA's ARC and PLC programs will not open until after the 2026 planting season. Reports say the announcement comes as USDA readies a 61-page final rule implementing updates required by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025. Key changes include higher PLC reference prices, a 90% guarantee level for ARC, and expanded base acre eligibility for farmers with historically non-program crops. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce said the delays are due to the Farm Service Agency workload and the complex nature of implementing the new federally mandated provisions. According to the rule, farmers will likely know their 2026 production and yields before enrolling in PLC and ARC, a significant shift in timing that could allow more informed decisions but may compress the planning window for each U.S. producer. At the same time, enrollment in the dairy margin coverage began on Monday, January 12th. The USDA's January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report said the 2025-26 U.S. corn outlook is for larger production, higher feed and residual use, reduced food, seed, and industrial use, and greater ending stocks. With more supply and less usage, corn stocks rose by 198 million bushels. The season average corn price for producers was raised 10 cents to $4.10 per bushel. The U.S. soybean supply was raised by 17 million bushels on higher beginning stocks and production. Soybean ending stocks rose 60 million bushels to 350 million, and the season average soybean price for farmers projected to be 30 cents lower at $10.20 per bushel. The 2025-26 wheat outlook this month is for slightly larger supplies, lower domestic use, unchanged exports, and larger ending stocks. Projected wheat ending stocks were raised by 25 million bushels up to 926 million, up 8% from the previous year. The season average farm price dropped by a dime to $4.90 per bushel. The American Farm Bureau convention on Sunday included a rare joint appearance of all four leaders of the Congressional Agriculture Committees to discuss issues important to rural America during the general session. The Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman, Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, and the Chair of the House Ag Committee G.T. Thompson, along with Ranking Member Angie Craig, covered priority issues like passing a new five-year farm bill, developing domestic and international markets for ag products, providing access to a stable workforce for farmers and ranchers, and the importance of grassroots involvement in advocacy. Also during the general session, the late Bill Morthy, a longtime agricultural leader from Iowa, was posthumously honored with the Distinguished Service Award. During his keynote address, AFBF President Zippy Duvall challenged attendees to strive for servant leadership, even when there are costs and sacrifices associated with serving. The USDA's crop production report said the 2025 corn harvest was a record high 17 billion bushels, up 14% from the 2024 estimate. The average yield was estimated at a record high of 186.5 bushels per acre, up 7.2 bushels from the previous year. The soybean harvest totaled 4.26 billion bushels in 2025, down 3% from the prior year. The average yield was estimated at a record high 53 bushels per acre, up 2.3 bushels from 2024. The all-cotton production number estimated at 13.9 million 480-pound bales, down 3% from last year. The U.S. yield was estimated at 856 pounds per acre, down 30 pounds from the prior year. The 2025 sorghum harvest estimated at 437 million bushels. That's up 27% from the 24 total. Grain yield was estimated at 72.6 bushels per acre, 11.3 bushels higher than the prior year. Rice production totaling 207 million hundredweight, down 7% from 2024. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.